Hiya, welcome to another episode of Dark and Spooky, a horror podcast with me, Miss Dark and Spooky, aka the girl next door, your host. So how the devil have we all been, my friends? All had a good day? Looking forward to the weekend? Got any nice plans? Let me know. Today's episode, we're going to be reviewing a movie, and the movie we are reviewing is Abigail. Are we ready? Let's jump in. Abigail was released this year and is a certificate of 18 here in the UK. The runtime is exactly 2 hours. The IMDb score is 7.1 out of 10 and the Rotten Tomatoes score is 87%. Directors Matt Bentolini-Olpin, who's done Ready or Not and Scream 2022, and then Tyler Gillette, who's done Scream 6 and Ready or Not. The main cast consisted of Melissa Barrera, who's done Scream 2022 and Scream 6, Dan Stevens, who's done Beauty and the Beast and The Guest, and then Alicia Ware, who's done Wicked Little Letters and Matilda the Musical. For the soundtrack, the music was composed and performed by Brian Tyler. And an interesting fact that I did find out was Angus Cloud's final role before his passing in July 2023, although production wasn't completed until months after his death due to the strikes, Cloud still managed to film all of his scenes before production was shut down. The synopsis of the film: after a group of criminals kidnap the ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, they retreat to an isolated mansion, unaware that they're locked inside with no normal little girl. Abigail is a very original and intriguing premise for a movie. A group of professional criminals are looking to make enough money to change their lives and are hired to kidnap the daughter of a powerful underworld figure. Things take a disastrous turn when the group are enlightened to the fact that they have taken the daughter of the biggest and most vicious crime bosses in the world. By the time they realise the mistake they have made, it's too late, and the group are slowly picked off one by one by an unknown assailant. Cue the deadly tutu donning star of the show, Abigail. I was fascinated by her performance as she giggled, pirouetted and danced her way through the isolated mansion. As we already had the twist spoiled by many, many trailers, Abigail soon introduces us to her vampiric side, and soon gallons of blood are spilled. The Radio Silence team are showing themselves to be two creative young filmmakers who are very aware of how powerful a good horror movie could and should be. They have already given us Ready or Not, VHS, and the rebooted Scream films, which also have Melissa Barrera as the lead. They have taken an age-old pillar of classic movies, The Vampire, and given it a fresh new look and feel, which I feel hits the spot. There is a good helping of comedy that is perfectly placed within the movie, and the gore that we get reminds me more of Wes Craven's movies. Because of this, you are taken on a fantastically gruesome and thrilling ride. The beginning is expectedly slow, as we are introduced to all the characters before they become the main course for the title character. But as soon as the action does begin, it doesn't stop until the movie ends. I highly recommend this film for people to see. Although we get the twist that Abigail is a vampire, it doesn't really take away from the film, in my opinion. For this, I give it an 8 out of 10, and in my very humble opinion, this is a fantastic thrill ride. So that's going to be all for this episode. If you have liked it, please do give me a follow on whatever platform you do listen to your podcasts on. If you can, also please leave me a rating and a review. It will really just help the podcast get seen by more and more people. If you're on social media and you're not already following me, what are you doing? I'm available on all these social media apps, so Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we are now on YouTube. All the links will be in the show notes. If you want to see my personal Instagram, I am available over there under melj_0777. As always, if you do have any of your own stories, ghost experiences, movie reviews, shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, anything at all, please send them in to me, darkandspooky13@gmail.com. With regards to the stories and ghost experiences, if you prefer, you can be anonymous. I don't mind, as we are getting some incoming now. All that's left to say, stay spooky, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.